Hey guys, it's Tizzy time. And first and foremost, how is everybody? That's first. How's everybody doing? I feel like I haven't done this in forever. Super long that I've done a podcast. I feel like the last podcast I did was just my welcome back podcast, and then it's been a long time since then. But how's everybody doing? Happy New Year. A new year, new me, like how y'all be saying. I be saying that too, but. So let's start it off with a few life updates and my goals for the new year. And then I'm going to jump into a story time. And then I'm going to talk about new and upcoming things for the Shantizzy podcast, Shantizzy TV, and other, and any other syndicates of the Shantizzy conglomerate that I'm going to be talking about. And then I'm talking about a forum that I'm holding. Hopefully I can hold it next week. Of course, dealing with multiple people in various schedules, it can be hard to collaborate, but I'm hoping by next week, the end of the month, I can go forward and do my Girls Time Forum podcast, which I'll talk more about too. So let's jump into it. Life updates. I'm still in this slow ass state that I live in. Life is cool in the South. No complaints. I really like the environment. For those of you who don't know, I moved to Georgia almost a year ago, last May, to go forward and get a job. I worked that job for about 3 months before starting another job, and then worked that job 3 months before finding another job and then quitting on my last position. And then working some odd jobs here and there. But you know, one thing that has kept me humble and not stressed and not angry about the whole leaving a job to go to another job and not having longevity is that it just gives me, you know, I guess a comfort to know that these are places I know I didn't want to be in or places I didn't see myself being in long term, you know, long consistency basis. So I'm not mad at it. I've been actively interviewing too. The interviews have been pretty sucky. I remember I did an interview last week sometime. I had 4 interviews with this company. And the last day of the interviews or whatever, like a week later, the lady who's in charge of like hiring and HR or whatever, emailed me and was like, hey, the person, the CEO, whatever, would love to speak to you. He's going to call you either before 4 or after 6. I'm like, oh, they're definitely offering it to me. Why did the guy call me and say, hey, we really liked you a lot, but we just decided we're going to just group up our old, 2 old positions and just make it 1 position? Like, I wish you jobs or whatever you claim to be companies, you companies, quote unquote, because everybody's not a company. Everybody wants to be a company, but everybody's not a company. You quote unquote companies, true word. From wasting applicants' time, as much as you feel like, oh, this is a job, we're looking to hire, you need a job, we all don't. A lot of times we apply to see if there's a more of a money opportunity or, you know, if it's a better fit in the industry. But like, those were neither of the case for me. Like, I took this job because ultimately I really liked the initiative and I liked the environment. But it just seemed like, you know, a fallacy. It wasn't a real aspect of a company. It was just, hey, this is what we look like. This is what we can perceive in interviews, but this is who we truly are, which kind of sucks with jobs. I feel like God is just telling me, quit working for the man and get your own position where you can go forward and just do what you do because you know how to do it anyway. And funny enough, I was on an interview last week, and one of the ladies were like, oh, wow, it's just so hard to find somebody who could do it all in all aspects of digital media. Like, you can do content creation, you could do email marketing, you could do data analysis. And it's like, so those who are in the comm field or in the marketing advertising field, you understand what it's like to be so well-versed in your area that you have to pick up other aspects of the industry to just be as good as everyone else. So what I mean by that, I ultimately mean it doesn't matter if you're a social media marketer, right? If you're a social media manager and you do everything within the social media field, to go forward and be able to also create the content that goes up, to write the copy, which is like the captions or whatever, or to go forward and study how many people engage or how many people reach, as far as like data analysis within social media marketing or management, that's a given. But to be able to be a graphic designer too, to be able to go forward forward and be a writer too. That's a lot. And in the marketing field, again, in the comm field, people don't realize how much of a rarity it is to also be in tune in the graphic design field, to be in tune in the writing aspect of the field, to be able to video and audio edit. Like, I literally do it all. To go forward and promote. Like, it's just like to have a certain set of skills to be proficient in this industry is a very vital. It's very important. So it's just funny. You know, you always get compliments about how well versed you are, and then your resume looks amazing, and you are look like an incredible person on a piece of paper. Blah, blah, blah. And then you come to this point where it's like, all right, I'm so incredible, but why aren't you hiring me? And I feel like I finally cracked the code. These companies don't have enough to pay me. That's one. And then two, they want to see longevity in a company. Out here, it matters that you've been busting your ass for a company for 15 years. More importantly than it is, oh, you have 3 degrees and you have like 5 to 6 years in the field. But we need somebody who's worked 10 years, who got paid $20 an hour doing it for the past 10 years. And the only thing we had to increase is a title for them. So it ultimately, like, either leads a lot of companies to staff leaving and starting their own companies, which I have really, you know, observed in my time here, or just going forward and having people who feel like, all right, you're going to give me half-ass pay, I'm going to give you half-ass work. So it's just a lose-lose situation ultimately. Yeah, but I don't want to dwell on that, but that's ultimately how I'm doing. I'm actively looking for a new position while also fighting to, not fighting because that's bad terminology, but while also pursuing, that's a better word, pursuing my dreams and, you know, trying to get this consultancy together, trying to build a website, trying to, you know, start my YouTube. It's been a lot, but, you know, I'm thankful. Last year, this time, I had nobody who I was doing social media work for, only Mizzy's cousin, Drea, who I was doing, edits, and copy and et cetera, and, you know, telling her what she should be posting on her platform. But besides that, like, I had no clients. Today, I have about 7 clients that I'm helping with their social media marketing and other aspects of social media, which is bananas because that was actually my goals for last year. My goal last year was to have upwards of 5 to 7 clients. And within 3 to 8 months time, I was able to fulfill those requiems. So really excited about that. I'm going to give myself a clap for that. Because I, appealed to that goal and I was able to go forward and get it. So what I've been writing in my notes is a bunch of goals I have for, goals I have for 2021 and goals I have for this year. So I'm going to start with my 2021 goals because I feel like, you know, that year passed. Did I accomplish anything as far as it goes within 2021? And I'm looking for it. I'm literally scrolling. I have mad notes. Because I just have the worst memory, honestly. And that's what, you know, the territory that comes with having a thyroid issue. some memory loss. But give me a second. I'm really looking. Where did it go? Maybe I should Google it. Like, they have the little Google it. I am laced. What I mean by, not Google it, but, you know, typing your search tab where you could look for your 2021 goals. So I found it. The first goal was to learn French. I learned a little bit of French, s'il vous plaît, but not too much where I could hold a conversation. I know how to say bonsoir, je m'appelle Chantel, c'est bon, which is like, that's good. And like, my name is Chantel, and I know how to say like fool, like les fous, and bitch is chien, les chien. So I got a little bit of it down pat. Bon appetit means very good, or enjoy your food, or good food, I think, or like good appeal or good appetite. I don't know, but I'm learning. So I feel like, you know, it's more words than I know last year. I mean, in 2020. So merci. And then I said I would lose 50 pounds. I don't think I did that yet. I'm not even gonna lie to myself. I don't think I did that. I definitely didn't do that yet, but I'm working on it. Another one was get a job making $65 a year. I did achieve that goal, so that's pretty awesome. Also said to look pretty again, because it's... I don't know if anybody else feels like this, but I feel like now that I've been in a relationship, like, I'm not saying I don't care about how I look, but I don't go so hard as I used to. Like, I'm still cute. I'm still very pretty. I don't know why I put in my notes, quote-unquote, look pretty again, but I guess get back to a level where I was doing my makeup every day and dressing fancy every day. Y'all, last year I got up. I did it when I needed to, but as far as like every day, that wasn't happening. You know, I've become very comfortable in my natural state, like no makeup, maybe an eyebrow done, a nice concealer under the eye, and my hair done. My hair always has to be done. Like that's what I meant by look pretty again, because all last year I got braids. I didn't even get my wigs. Anybody who knows me knows I love a frontal wig. Frontal sewing is my go-to. But you know, frontal sewings cost money. I used to be paying almost like $500-$600 to get a frontal sew-in with the hair included, and then $50 every 2 weeks or every week and a half to get touch-up. So, you know, living in a house, I don't got money like that right now to be getting a frontal and a touch-up every week. So maybe that's why I said that. And at the time, I was like renting. So I guess at the time, I was putting my money towards home needs and furnishing my house more so than me looking, you know, pretty. Also said I wanted a Tesla. I didn't get to get a Tesla last year, but there's always this year. I'm still waiting for it. And then the last goal was to save for a house. I was able to save for a house and got a house. So I mean, I feel like five out of 7 is not bad, or 4 out of 6 is not bad. I think it was 4 out of 6. Let me double check. Yeah, 4 out of 6. So I thought that was pretty good. You know, I mean, it's just passing, but it's not fully, you know, achieving all sets. But that's the funny thing with goals. As much as you want to achieve it in a time frame, goals have no timeline. You know, just go after your goals and try to achieve them, or not even try, achieve them. But, you know, don't rush yourself. It's always going to come when it needs to come for you to hit those markers. As far as like 2022 goals, I don't even remember what I put. This is why. Okay, so these are my 2022 goals. I just found them, guys. 2022, I said I do not want to smoke anymore, only social events. I've been working on that. I mean, I feel like I've gotten better. I only do smoke at social events, but then there's times where, you know, the flesh is weak. And you know, I need a little high real quick, a little giggly giggly to not overthink, but you know, I'm working on that. Then my second one was no meat, a pescatarian diet. Another thing I have been trying to work on, but I have not been too heavy yet. Then I said no juice, only water. I've been very heavy with my water intake the past 3 weeks, 4 weeks since I've come back to from New York back home after Christmas break. I've been paying heavy attention to my water intake and what I'm drinking, you know, so that's always good too. No juice. I haven't been drinking juice too often. Like juice and soda is a rarity. Like if I'm eating out, I'll treat myself like, oh, okay, I'll have a soda with my meal or juice with my meal. But at home, it's straight water. If I'm cooking, it's water. I'll cut some lime up, throw it in there, or some lemon, and have me like an infused water, which I've been downing lately. So that's a good aspect as well. I said less bread and starches. I ate bread today, so I'm kind of not doing the best with that. But before today, I haven't had bread in a while, so that's pretty good. Then less coffee. I haven't had coffee since the first week of January, so I'm doing pretty good on that aspect as well. Very proud of myself. 90 minutes of meditation, yoga, 1 hour of French, and 1 hour of the Bible. I was actually reading a few scriptures before I jumped on my podcast, so I'm on that aspect. Meditation and yoga, I do have to start heavily getting into that. And then 1 hour of French, s'il vous plaît. I need to do better, Awe. So, yeah, I'll do better with my French. I'll do better. Yeah, so. Aidez-moi, so aidez-moi. If I do it, you do it. And then I said, no more eating out, only dine in or only order salad. Like I said, if I go out to eat or if I get fast food, I have to order salad. What I really do love in fast food, I must say, is the Chick-fil-A salad. Like Chick-fil-A has me in a literal chokehold when it comes to their salads. Like it's perfect. Like when I used to live in Jersey, my go-to was Wawa. Wawa used to make some amazing salads. When me and Mizzy actually drove back down from New York too, we realized that I think it's not Quick Trip. Sheetz. Yes, that's the name of it. Sheetz is also great for like made to order. Like, you know, gas stations that are made to order. Wawa used to be our thing, but Sheetz is pretty good too. I think Wawa got its concept from Sheetz. But don't quote me on that, because I seen a blogger get sued today by Cardi B for making false claims. So listen, Wawa, I'm not saying y'all copied. I'm just saying like you and Sheetz have a lot in common. And I, you know, Sheetz is it's the South version of, or like the out of state, out of New York version, out of Jersey version of Wawa. Anyway, my other goals are to start saving towards my forever home. So I live in a house now and I love the house, but we all have our own concept of what we want our house to look like, our forever home, built up from the ground up, you know. So I have an aspect of that. Ultimately, I want to live where I live for a couple, for some time. I would say anywhere upwards of to like 5 years, God's willing. But in that time frame, I'm also hoping for something to pop off and I'm able to go forward and buy my dream home. So when I cross that bridge, I definitely want to start saving towards that. I said I wanted to handle 5 to 7 clients. I was able to go forward and do that. So that's pretty awesome. Number 3 was to be financially free. Still working on that, guys. Still working on that. Not financially free in the slightest. Number 4 is give back to my community some way. Definitely want to give back to the community. Still actively working on that. Take better care of my health, which I can do better, especially with my condition and, you know, having a one half of a thyroid. I should be doing way better with my health. Learn how to do my own hair, which I feel like is way more of a challenge than losing weight, because oh my gosh, I can't do my hair to save my life. Like, I can do a pony, I could probably straighten it maybe, but I'm still trying to learn how to section and blow dry. I can't even do that yet, y'all. I also said learn new recipes, which I have been actively working on. I have made this steak the other day that Mizzy thought was really good, and I made like the seasoning, the sauce for on top of the steak, really good. Like, I made it from scratch. I use like little jerk, a little lemon, you know, a little bit of Chick-fil-A sauce. Like, it was really good. Like, it you know, and other stuff I use that I can't tell, because then it wouldn't be a secret recipe. But it was really good sauce, and it definitely gave the steak a oomph. I also said I want to dedicate myself to my business more, which I definitely do. I feel like that's a given. I've been really heavily in comparison to previous years on my dream, working immensely, like immensely, immensely, immensely. So, you know, just continue to do what I'm doing in that aspect. And that's just a little bit of me, and, you know, life updates, goals, what I've been working on. I would love people to share and tell me what goals they've been working on and what they're thinking of and what's upcoming for them in the coming years, because we'd love to hear about that. I'm like, what comes in the upcoming years? That's not like a book. What I mean is like, what what is upcoming and this year for you? That's what I meant. Share what your goals and your, you know, your dreams are for this year, or what you're planning to accomplish this year. And I know I always sound super giggly and giggy. Honestly, guys, like, I'm just on a natural high right now. One, I'm just naturally happy. You know, the last couple of months have been super hard. Like, I don't like personally talking about what I go through or my struggle or what happened, because it's just like, you know, it's not an announcement. I mean, if somebody asks me, I'll tell them, no problem. But I don't like announcing stuff that goes on in my life. People who know me know I'm a very open person. I'm just very talkative. I love to talk. I love to tell, you know, what's going on. But over the years, I've learned, like, you know, privacy is your best policy. You know, like, I just feel, I know it's honesty, but I put privacy instead. I feel like over the years, my communication apprehension or my communication privacy has really been heavily influenced. When I say by communication apprehension, that means how apprehensive I am to talk to people, whether they're new or old. I feel like my communication apprehension has been lacking. I have no, the word is escaping me, but I have no, like, I don't even know the word I'm looking for, but I just have no pleasure. That's like the synonym for the word I'm looking for. I have no pleasure to, you know, go forward and talk to people about my life, like, or what's going on with me or how I'm doing. Like, I just feel like since college, those questions have been so redundant, especially people. I hate when people be like, oh my God, how are you? Already knowing that they feel like they've heard something or, you know, heard through the grapevine what's going on with you. Just tell me what you heard and I'll confirm or deny, you know? So I'm a person who's very big on like privacy right now. I'm very apprehensive of who I tell my business. There's some close friends who I keep, you know, news away from. And that's not on like a negative or positive tip. It's just like, again, I don't feel like it's an announcement. If you want to know, ask me, I'll tell you. But there, you're not just going to see me jump out the light and be like, oh my God, I got a new car. Oh my God, I got a new job. Like, if you see it, you see it, you know? But as far as me announcing and posting on social about what's going on in my life for a narrative or to portray a narrative that's not there, I'm good. Like, guys, remember, I literally do this stuff every day. I literally am a social media manager. My major is literally strategic communication. I know what's being communicated falsely, excuse me, and what's being communicated truthfully. I'm not a fool. Like, I literally work on these platforms for a living. And not only in the concept of, you know, appealing to consumers, but appealing to businesses as well. So it's just like, as much as we want to put on this picture, like, oh, my life is so great. It's not. Mine isn't. And I'm not afraid to sit there and be like, oh, my gosh, my life is wonderful. It's not. It's working towards being wonderful, I hope. And I pray in God's name. But as far as like putting on this facade, like, oh, everything is amazing. It's not, you know, it'll get there. But, you know, a part of the growing process. Continuing on. Oh yeah, I wanted to jump into my story time. So this podcast is not going to be too long. I don't want to go around blabbering for an hour. I feel like that's redundant. At max, I want this to be like a 35 minute to 40 minute podcast where I'm just giving a spiel. So quick story time. It's so funny because I told my friend who I was telling a story time that I was going to be talking about it in my podcast, and I had recorded something. This is actually the second podcast I'm recording this week. The one I recorded earlier is very similar to this, but I just didn't like how I was dragging on and talking about nothing. So I just decided to re-record. Excuse me. Hiccups. But what I wanted to talk about on this platform, in this podcast, which is basically going forward and, you know, talking about a story time of when I used to get drunk. So everybody who knows me pre 2017, because 2017, 2018 is when I really started smoking and becoming like a little pothead in comparison to previous years where I was really a drunk. I kind of started drinking heavily around my friends that weren't in college with me. I would say around like right before I went to Oswego. So like 19. And I remember I used to drink so heavy with my friend Doreen. Like, we would get drunk. We would be the friends showing up to your party, daddy. But that's what I liked to do at the time. So let's fast forward, I believe a year after me and Doreen used to just be getting mad drunk. It was like 2016. At the time, I had just finished my 2 semesters in school. I was about to graduate with my undergrad degree, and I had just come back from school. Around this time, my cousin was in school still, and my friend was in school as well. They were a year younger than me, and we were just talking about this party we were going to in Manhattan Beach, which is in Brooklyn. Well, during the time, again, I told you guys I was an alcoholic, so I'm like, oh my God. And mind you, at the time, I was 20 years old. I wasn't even of age yet. So I was using Alexis's ID at the time, because me and Alexis kind of look alike, to go buy liquor and stuff and drink. So that night before, I was just talking to them like, oh, I'm going to buy mad liquor. We're going to get mad drunk. Then when we're done, we're going to go to the diner and eat and da da da. Just had a whole plan on what I was going to do. So I go to the liquor store before going to my cousin's house. I get ready at my cousin's house, but I buy like mad liquor. I buy like Bacardi Gold. I bought Bacardi Gold. I bought Amsterdam, and then I bought like little nips. And then at the same time, I had bought like from the corner store chasers, but the chasers were like Mike's Hard Lemonade and like the little Jack Daniel's soda, whatever. And, you know, was chasing Bacardi Gold like a psychopath, chasing Bacardi Gold and New Amsterdam with Mike's Hard Lemonade, thinking I was going to be okay. And mind you, drinking on an empty stomach, I don't even think I had eaten that day. So I went forward, drank OD, and this was the same time My Shit came out by A Boogie, because the song was playing in a car before we left, and the song was so redundant to me. Like I wound up hating this song because of this story and this in a moment too. But we wound up getting to the party. I think we was at the party for 45 minutes before I blacked out. Like, it's so funny. My friend had mad pictures and videos of me, and I had no clue that I was even that drunk. I had, by the night's end, I had, I guess, unblacked out or whatever, and I had peed on myself. I had lost my shoes. I had lost my phone, my wallet, my ID. Alexis's fake ID. I mean, Alexis's fake ID. The ID was real, but my fake ID that was Alexis's real ID. And it sucked because it was the day before I was supposed to, I mean, the weekend before I was supposed to go on vacation. So I had no phone, no ID. And you know, at this time, you need an ID to get on a plane. So I didn't have an ID at all. But thank God at the time I had gotten my license that year, I had still had my permit. And my permit didn't expire till 2021. So I was pretty good with my permit until, you know, last year, technically. So what made me happy about that was that I went, because your permit usually lasts 5 years. So got my permit in 2016. It would have expired 21. I wound up getting my license the same year, and your license expires 3 years. And then once you renew it, it expires in 7. So I went forward, did all of that, replaced my ID, and then I started looking at the footage. Again, I told you my friend took pictures and videos, and I was ODing. Like, I had walked up to some guy and was crying. I was like, oh my God, I thought you died. Like, how do you go up to somebody mad drunk and say you thought they died and got shot? Like, Chantel, what's your problem? Then my cousin was mad at me because I kind of got her phone lost too. I was so drunk, I kind of cursed my cousin's best friend out too. Like, I don't want you to drive me home, da, 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 and like jumped out her car. Like, I was wilding, guys. I want to tell a story because I could look back and really laugh at it. At the time, I was upset. I thought my cousin was being fake, thought my friend was being fake. Like, we had this whole riff on Instagram, and I'm like, oh, people really don't be your friend. Da, da, da. I thought we was family, you know, just being a dramatic ass, unmatured Aries. And then my cousin, his little sister, commented, was like, don't talk about my sister like that. I don't care. Da, da, da. But instead of fighting with my cousin, I wound up, like, my cousin's little sister, I wound up blocking her because I didn't want to fight with her. Like, I love my cousin's little sister. I love my cousin, but her little sister is like my little sister, you know? So it kind of blew my, like, so I was just like, block. And then my cousin's best friend, who I yelled at and jumped out her car, commented too. And I was like, don't talk to me. Like, I never liked you. I always thought you were slow. Like, being a bitch. Like, I was really nasty for no reason. And I wound up blocking her. And then my friend, who, you know, was also, like, I told you, the friend who took pictures and stuff, she was my friend. My cousin, basically, me and that friend went to the same high school together, and we known each other because we grew up in the same town together. But my cousin had met her, and we all became common friends. So my friend wound up commenting, was like, Chantel, you're doing all of this for no reason. You need to stop drinking because your drinking is affecting you mentally. You really think we're the problem when it was you. I hope your friends in college could come pick your drunk ass up when you fall again. And I was such a little dramatic bee about it, like literally a bee, not even a bitch, but like a little bee, annoying and buzzing. Because I made a whole big to-do when I got back to college. That was like my first post of the year, like, oh, me and my friends will pick my drunk ass up. Like, and just was mad petty. And now, like, 5 years later, 6 years later, I could really look back at it and laugh, because at that time, being a 20-year-old, being so immature, not realizing how detrimental that drinking was to me and how bad it could have been, you know, it's crazy. And I only got drunk like that on two other instances. I got drunk like that at a party in college where Alexis came and picked me up. And then one time 2 summers ago, I think 2020 summer. Was that 2019 summer? I'm like 2020 summer. 2020 didn't even have a summer. 2019 summer, I got super drunk on a boardwalk with my mom and wound up throwing up in her Audi. But after that, like, I've never gotten drunk again. Like, I know my limits now. I'm a person now who won't drink too much. Like, a lot of my friends are drinkers. Like, they can drink, they can smoke, they can be functional doing both. Me, it's either one or the other. And if I'm going to do both, I have to make sure that I smoke before I drink. Because if I drink before I smoke, it's done. I'm throwing up, I'm spinning, I don't want to go out anymore. Like, I'm good. But as far as drinking goes, like, this year, like, in totality, I want to stop drinking. Alcohol no longer serves me in a way where I feel like I need to have it at events. Like, I don't even want to drink at events. That's the crazy thing. Like, if I go to an event, I'll be like, oh, I want to get high at the event, or I want to smoke before, smoke after. But as far as, like, going to an event to drink and get mad drunk, I refuse. I think it's PTSD of all those situations where I just don't want to be the drunk friend. I'd rather be the high crackhead friend before I'm the drunk, unstable, the drunk girl. Like, it's one thing to be a high girl, like, ugh, that's manly. I'd rather be looked at as manly than a sloppy drunk girl who could be easily taken advantage of. It's one thing to be a drunk man, but to be a drunk woman, like, that's... And my dad always said that to me. He's like, it's nothing more turn-offish or more, like odd looking than a drunk woman. And I don't mean drunk where you're openly enjoying yourself and you're just like drunk. I mean drunk to the point where you're falling over, throwing up, don't yelling at people. Like, I don't like that at all. Like, I don't even like getting that drunk anymore, because it's just like, you don't want to have fun. You want to go home, or you want to sit to the side. You either sleep in a spot. Like, I'm good on that. So it's just funny how it's a reflection story time, but it's just how funny how far I've come within a drinking aspect. I refuse. Like, I'll have a glass of wine, I'll chug bottles of wine, no problem, because at least with wine, I know I'm getting up without a hangover. But as far as, like, drinking, when it comes to hard liquor, tequila, I can't. My body literally won't allow me anymore. Like, I've reached my pinnacle of alcohol. And eventually I'm going to hit my pinnacle there with drugs too. And now, let me not say drugs, because I've been watching Euphoria and I want to talk about Euphoria, because Zendaya is doing her thing. Zendaya, the actress who plays Jules, the actor who plays Nate, the actor who plays Cassie and Maddie, like, Euphoria, 10 out of 10 in my book. Like, I literally binge watched the entire first season at like 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and then I go to bed till 11 o'clock in the morning and woke up 3 hours later to start season two. So I just want y'all to know Euphoria is addicting. But back to the main premise, Zendaya does drugs on Euphoria. Those are drugs. Crack, heroin, cocaine. You know, I don't do those things. I just smoke a little tree here and there. So let me not say drugs. I partake in the smoking aspect of weed. So what I was saying about that, though, is ultimately I just not a person who could be involved in an alcohol game anymore. It's over. It's over. That point is just like, excuse me. I just can't be involved anymore. Look at me. I'm yawning at 9. I just want you guys to know I'm recording this at 9:11 p.m. And I just yawn like I've been tired. Like, guys, like, I'm getting old. Like, I just was on the phone with my mom maybe an hour ago. And she's like, I think I'm going to call it a night. I said, me too. But then I remembered. I'm like, Chantel, you've been lacking. You haven't been consistent on a podcast. So get your ass up and do that. But yeah, you know. But that's just a little bit about the story time. Ever since then, like, I've been very iffy on my drinking choices. Yeah. And I'm a person who, I don't care how drunk I am, I'm not going to drive. Like, I don't care if I've had 2 shots and I'm not even feeling it. I'm not driving. Like, I refuse to be behind a wheel, like, behind a wheel in any capacity under the influence. Like, if I drink 2 shots, say, for example, and then 3 hours later it's time to go home, sure, absolutely. But I will not take 2 shots in an establishment knowing I have to get in a car 15 minutes later. I won't. I refuse. Especially in the state I live in that's mostly freeway and mileage, I'm good. I live about 40 to 45 miles from the main city, and I'm good on that. 40 to 45 miles equates to about 40 to 45 minutes. But then now let's add the driver speed here, right? Let's times that by 2. Now instead of 45 minutes, it usually takes like 1 hour 15, 1 hour 20. I'm good. I'm super good. But last but not least, just to wrap it up, because I did talk a lot today and I can't believe I'm already on 34 minutes, but whatever. Or minute 34. But basically, what other things I wanted to talk about is upcoming stuff coming up. And drum roll. That's a shitty drum roll. I did the drum roll on my own, but of course, obviously, I added it already to the previous sound clip. But yes, I have a forum coming up. This forum basically is going forward and just, you know, doing what I have to do. This forum is about what I have to do. This is what happens when you're trying to search and talk. I can't multitask. But as far as it goes with this forum upcoming, I have a panel of four girls and myself talking. Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Oh, a panel of myself and 5 other women. Sorry, not girls. I'm like, girls. We are all women. We grown. Fuck. Nah. I'm going to do a forum with 5 other women where we're just talking on things about, you know, being a woman of color in America, what it's like, you know, growing pains from being a young adult to being an adult woman now, and, you know, life and how it's hitting us and how we're, you know, using our own platforms and values and whatever we learn to, you know, implicate and aid us in our journey of life. I also want to be talking about, like, what, you know, double standards, what women can do that men can't, or what men can do that women can't, etc., you know, vice versa. And then, you know, just reflecting what we have upcoming for the new year, what we would like to do to not only basically, dang, the word is blanking. Like, this one I can't do it at night because all my smart words is gone by the morning. By 2 o'clock, bewildered becomes, I don't know, literally. But as far as that goes, it's going to be a lot being done. I have written this down and now I can't find it. This is sick. This is why I got to stop writing so many notes, because after a while I lose them. And that's not good. They're not good at all. But yeah, that's basically what the forum is about. And I'm starting to get frustrated because, here it is. Hello. Yeah, family, we'll be talking about family relationships, being a woman of color in America, our goals and dreams, and you know how we use our values and stuff to pivot us in life. That's the word I was looking for, pivot. Then new things coming up. I also have 2 podcasts this week. Of course, this will be the first. The second will be the Women's Forum, where we're talking about life and etc. So that's pretty awesome. 2 for the price of 1. I know it's been a while. Then secondly, I'm going to start recording for YouTube. I have something really exciting coming up, so I thought it would be the perfect time to record. Not only that, Valentine's Day is coming up, Black History Month's coming up, my birthday's coming up, Super Bowl is coming up. So there's a lot of areas for vlogs to be, you know, orchestrated, so I'm really excited about that. I also want to talk about a page I started. It's called What's the Word Brooklyn, or at WTWBOROOKLYN on Twitter, and then on Instagram is WTWBKLYN, which is very similarly to a platform out here that, you know, just goes forward and keeps the community in the know, you know, gives any information on new and noteworthy restaurants, you know, any deals during the week, whether it's Taco Tuesday, Half Price Apps, Happy Hour, etc. So just various things in Brooklyn that, you know, people from Brooklyn, aka Brooklynites, can go and interact with and engage with. So that's pretty awesome. So if you do see that on your feed or on, you know, who you must follow suggested to you, just go forward and follow that page. And if you can tag, you know, your damn Brooklyn, even if you're walking by Prospect Park, tag that, you know, there's ducks in the river today. There's never ducks in the river, and I'm like, a river at Prospect Park, Lord forgive me. Not a river, or, you know, like a creek or a little pond. It was ducks in a pond today. The last time we seen ducks was 2 years ago. You know, just going forward and, you know, trying to build a narrative about New York and Brooklyn, and how, although we are very nonchalant and very business-minding people, it doesn't hurt to be, you know, have a sense or urgency of community. So that's ultimately what I want to bring. I also created a new page on Instagram and Twitter for the Tizzy podcast. If you guys know, last time I had my at the Shantizzy podcast page, some girl was trying to troll me. I trolled back and Instagram disabled and deleted my account. So I made a new one. The new page is at Shantizzy, Chantizz podcast, Podcast, on Instagram. And on Twitter, it's at Thetizzypod. So at the Tizzy pod. So yeah, that's exciting. That's ultimately all I've came to speak about today, and that's my time. But I want to thank everybody for constantly listening. If you're a person who listens often, I really appreciate you. I mean, support is free. This is what I'm usually preaching about constantly, about, hey, it doesn't take anything to repost or talk about what's going on. I still mean that seriously. I feel like it's super important to support your friends or support people in your community or just support somebody you don't know. Support goes far, you know, and it's also free. You don't have, you're not charged to share something. You're not charged to, you know, word of mouth market a platform. So please go out and do that. I will really appreciate it. Ah, and last but not least, I remember last time I was talking about my Black Empower Summit. That is still going on. The date will be released shortly. I am aiming to do it again, 2/22/22, which supposedly, funny enough, is my dad's birthday as well. But I'm planning to hold it from 6 to 8 with about 10 to 15 minutes for a networking opportunity. If you are a person who either has a small business or is in a certain industry where people of color may be low or not too often or are breaking barriers, and please send me a message, whether it be via social platforms or via email. You can email me at shantizzy, shantizzytv at gmail.com. And I'm just going to go forward and, you know, try to, you know, add you to the lineup. I do have some speakers. The four areas I am going to be communicating in or holding webinars for are marketing, communications, radio, TV. That's one syndicate. Then the other would be business, all forms, whether small, big, conglomerate, etc. Then the third will be tech. Those are the three areas I'm doing, you know, spiels in. It's actually three. And then the last will be, of course, a networking area where people of various industries could come forward and connect, whether it's questions about the certain industry you have or trying to integrate into that industry, or what it's like to start a small business. What is it like to be in marketing? How can I be successful in marketing on this platform, even though I'm a chef or I'm a shoemaker or I'm a jewelry maker? Just going forward and having those conversations. So if you are interested, again, I will be putting out the flyer soon, but also I want to make sure that everybody knows that they are more than free to come talk on a platform, come join and listen and get supplemental information, or even share it amongst a group who may be interested. So again, just send me an email at shantizzytv@gmail.com. I spelled it earlier. If you rewind back maybe like a minute, you'll hear it. Oh, that was dope. But also, yeah, that's really it. Wishing everybody a fruitful and successful week. Remember, God has you all the time. It's his plan, ultimately, not yours. So as much as you want something to go through, if it's not of God, or you didn't speak to him about it or discuss with him, or, you know, just basically he's not feeling it, it won't work. So yeah, guys, that's really it. Thank you for always listening. I appreciate it. And yeah, see you next week. Bye. You can have it how you want it, so bring your ass my way. Yeah, these things you're doing to me, boy, you wanna do it right here with me, boy. I know that you are watching my body, got you insane, insane. Tryna see what's the real, tryna see what's the real. I can tell that you're the one, I can tell that you're the one. Girl, you're looking so dangerous. That's why I want you, babe. I'm tryna see what's up with us. I can tell that you're the one. I can tell that you're the one. Girl, you're looking so dangerous. That's why I want you. Time, I want you now, yeah. Girl, I'm trying to make a move. I know you down. Just tell me what to do when you're trying to leave. Are you leaving with me? One more shot, let's go. Right here with me, boy. I know that you are true.
too.